You need to go back into the King Dude's Wayback Machine somewhere on my website at MikeChurch.com and on the Crusade Channel website. I interviewed Matthew Sheffield, who wrote the piece about the conservative echo chamber and demonstrated that all of you that live, still live, in the conservative echo chamber think you're in some kind of a mass majority. You know, Limbaugh used to say, "My friends, conservatism is a majority. We just aren't told about it by the libs in the news media." No, Rush, there is no conservative majority. There is certainly no conservative majority on media anywhere. The libs still dominate. And the fact that the echo chamber gets to call and remains, quote, conservative, close quote, with their banal ideas of what intelligence is, ought to tell you everything you need to know about the current political situation in which you find yourself in and why it is futile. Now, look, if you just enjoy him hawing around about politics and disagreeing with people and screaming at them and what have you, well, then go ahead, by all means, continue it as a hobby. It's not going to save your soul, and it's not going to save, you're not going to save the Republic, as they say. Sorry, that dog don't hunt. Minter Hines's conclusion. I'll come back to it in a moment. This results in occasional hilarity when the right tries to organize its own protests. For example, then internet celebrity Baked Alaska tried to create pro-Trump flash mobs in Los Angeles during the election. His efforts consisted of posting times and locations online, and that's it. You see this attitude often among righties. We have the internet. We'll post a notice that people will show up. No, they won't. Trust me, we post notices that this show is on every day. They don't show up. As a matter of fact, the only way we can actually get our friends and our family members to listen to this show and this channel, and that's not a reflection on the show and the channel, it's a habitual thing, is to actually grab their phones from them, put the app on there, and then turn it on. The conservative echo chamber has succeeded in convincing those that listen to it, those that watch it, that it's all there is. It is salvation on Fox News, don't you see? You don't get salvation in pews and on your knees on Sundays and confession and receiving the Blessed Sacrament. You get it by being, what do you know? I bet he hasn't read a newspaper in years. Have you? Why does reading a newspaper make one smart? Why know this? No, you know stuff to go on a conservative, a quote, conservative, close quote version of, are you smarter than a fifth grader? Well, if you taught the fifth grader a standardized test and then you base the questions upon the standardized test, no, you're probably not. Which is why adults seem so dumbfounded by these things, because of these idiotic questions that are out. Well, can you? They're all questions from the standardized test. Can one of those little tykes, can they actually think?